Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'zchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Today's shiur is on Kedushin Daf Membeis. The Gemara brings the drasha of Rabbi Yitzchak that says, Ish zoiche v'loi hakatan zoiche. Only a man above bar mitzvah could be zoiche for somebody else. A katan cannot make a zechiah for someone else. Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Ish Zoiche is very bothered. Lama likra? What do we need a pasuk to teach us that a katan can't be zoiche for someone else? In Gittin Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, it teaches us that ein yad l'katan, a katan can't be zoiche for himself. So if he can't be zoiche for himself, surely it should be pashut that he can't be zoiche for someone else. So Tosfos answers that ein achen hami. We don't need a pasuk in general to teach us that a katan can't be zoicha on behalf of someone else. But specifically when it comes to this pasuk, which is referring to buying a chelek in the Karban Pesach, there we would have a havamina that a katan could be zoicha, a chelek in a Karban Pesach for someone else. Because legabe Karban Pesach, a katan is shayich ba'achilas psachim. V'tzarech lehimanis alav, the katan has to be registered as well on the Karban Pesach, as it says, selah boy. So therefore, by Karban Pesach specifically, we would have a havamina that a katan could be zoiche for someone else as well. And that's why you need the pasuk and the drasha, ish zoiche, v'loi hakatan zoiche. Tosis in Gittin Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis expounds a little more in this teretz and says that we would have a havamina that since he is registered on the Karban Pesach with the din of Selah Veis Avos, and the din of Selah Veis Avos is Doiraisa, therefore, havi le'inyin Pesach kemoi gadol. Lagabi a Karban Pesach, we would think he's like a gadol, that he could be mezake for someone else as well. And of course, this doesn't mean that there's a havamina that he's like a bar chiyuva, and he gets an oinish of karis if he's mevatel the Karban Pesach. Surely not, he is definitely a katan. But Tosis means al kapanim lagabi zechiyah in the Karban Pesach. We would have a havamina that just like he could be zoiche for himself, so he could be zoiche for others. Kamash malon ish zoiche v'loy hakatan zoiche. And what is the kamash malon? Tosis there in Gittin says two nuschais. Either the kamash malon is that even though he could be zoiche in the Karban Pesach for himself, but he can't be zoiche for others. Or says Tosis maybe kamash malon that even his zechiah is not midoiraisa. The whole din of selah veis avos is lav doiraisa. Our Tosis here in Kedushin is mashma like the first nusach, that the din of Selah Veis Avos is taka da'iraisa, but the havamina is that eima afla acherim zoicha, that he could be zoicha even for others, kamash malon, that even though for himself he could be zoicha da'iraisa, but he can't be zoicha even a chelik in a Karban Pesach for someone else. Tosis in Psachim, daf tzadi aleph amid beiz, tibur hamaschil ish zoicha, answers this kasha differently. And says that in a chanami, we don't need a pasuk to teach us in general that a katan can't be zoiche for someone else. Because a katan can't even be zoiche for himself. But with das acheres makne shani, the din is that a katan could be zoiche for himself to eiraisa if there is a das acheres makne, if there's someone else being makne to him, and he's not being zoiche a metzia or from hefker. So Memela, in the case where he's buying the Karban Pesach, not just for himself, but also for other people, since this is a case of Das Acheres Makne, and for himself he could be Zoicha Dairaisa, I would think that he could be Zoicha Dairaisa for others as well. Kamash Malon, that even though he could be Zoicha for himself with Das Acheres Makne, but he can't be Zoicha for somebody else. The Shar HaMelech in Hilchas Lulav, Peraches Halacha Yud, says that from the fact that Tosis here and Tosis in Gittin did not answer like Tosis in Psachim, it sounds like our Tosfos holds that the din that a katan can't be zoicha for himself to Eiraisa is even with Das Acheres Makne, not like the Chiddush of Tosis in Psachim Daf Tzadi Aleph. Therefore, Tosis has to come onto a new teretz and say that we would have a havamina that le'inyan Karban Pesach you could be zoicha for other people. But Tosis in Psachim says a klal that Das Acheres Makne makes it that a katan could be zoicha even mid Eiraisa. To accept this Shar HaMelech, that Tosis over here argues on that Yisoid of Tosis and Psachim is very hard, because Tosis throughout Shas says this Yisoid that when there's Das Acheres Makne, a katan could be Zoicha Doiraisa. Tosis in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Chesamid Beis, and in many other places, including Tosis in our Masechta, Tosis in Kiddushin Daf Yud Tes Amid Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Oimer Adam, says this as well, that a katan could be Zoicha with even Doiraisa when there is Das Acheres Makne. And the strongest raya is L'chayr that Tosis in Gittin, that same Tosis that says the Teretz as our Tosfos here in Kedushin says that Yesoid as well, that a katan could be zoicha midaraisa with das acheres makne. Rather, it seems that the reason that Tosfos here in Kedushin did not answer like Tosfos in Psachim is as is mavur in that Tosfos in Gittin, that the Tosfos understood that the case that we're discussing here is that there is no das acheres makne. Not that the katan is buying the carbon pesach from someone else and he wants to have in mind to be zoichet for other people as well. No, he bought the animal to be a carbon pesach for himself. And now he wants to be memane other people, to register other people on the pesach as well, and he wants to be zoichet for them. But at this time that he wants to be mezake the others on his carbon pesach, there is no das acheres makne. He is not purchasing it now from someone else. And therefore, if Tosfos assumes that the case is that there is no das acheres makne, that's why Tosfos is bothered that he can't be zoichet for himself medayraisa. How could he be zoichet for other people? Al kopanim, there are two terutzim that Tosfos says to this question. Either what Tosfos here in Kiddushin and in Gittin says, that the Hava Mina is unique to Karban Pesach, because by Karban Pesach he could be Zoicha with the din of Sela Boyes, and that is Doiraisa. So Hava Mina that he could be Mezake to Acherim as well, Komash Malon Ish Zoicha Veloi Katan Zoicha. Or the Tosfos in Psachim that says that the Hava Mina is that he could be Zoicha for other people, not just Lagabi Karban Pesach, even in other Matanois. But the point is that in a case of das acheres makne, he could be zoicha for himself midairaisa, specifically in that case when he's purchasing it from someone else, we have a havamina that a katan could be zoicha for others as well midairaisa. Kamash malon ish zoicha v'loi katan zoicha. Rab Nachum Peretzavitz was ma'irer that l'chayra Rashi needs a new teretz to this kasha. Because Rashi in Psachim daf tzadi aleph amid beis, dibur hamaschil ish zoicha, says clearly that the Hava Mina, that a katan will be zoicha for others, is not unique to Karban Pesach. It's even by a regular mekach and a matana. If that's the case, it's clear that Rashi does not hold of the teretz of Tosfos by us, that the Hava Mina is unique to Karban Pesach. Rashi says that ish zoicha v'loi katan zoicha is teaching us lagabi stam mekach u'memkar, not just lagabi Karban Pesach. And the answer of Tosfos in Psachim, Rashi surely can't hold of. Because Rashi in Sukkot Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis holds that a katan cannot be zoicha midairaisa, even if there is das acheres makne. Rashi says clearly, even in the case of das acheres makne, that a katan only has zechiyah midrabanon and not midairaisa. If that's the case, if we put together Rashi in Psachim and Rashi in Sukkah, we realize that Rashi doesn't hold of any teretz that Tosfos says to this kasha, and therefore the kasha comes back, l'shitas Rashi, why do we need a drasha here, ish zoicha v'loi katan zoicha, if a katan can't be zoicha for himself midairaisa, what could possibly be the havamina that he could be zoicha for someone else? And Rab Nachum suggested that Rashi holds of a new teretz to this kasha, that even though it's pashut that a katan can't be zoicha for himself, if he is a shliach of someone else, if he is zoicha on behalf of someone else, there's a hava amina that he could have zechiyah, he could be zoicha for another person, and therefore you need the drasha of ish zoicha v'loi katan zoicha. And Reb Nachum explained, because we know that when someone is a shliach for another person, there's a chakira in the achroinim, who is the poyel, who is the one whose das is poyel this asiyah, poyel this chalois. Is it the das hamishaleach that is the ikar, or the das hashaliach? The Ar Sameach in Hilchas Geirushin, Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav, says that this is a machloikes rishainim. The tour in Evin HaEzes Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph says that if someone sends a shliach and the mishaleach is nishtate, he becomes a shoita, then midairaisa there's a problem with the shlichus. Says the Ar Sameach, that's because the tour holds that when someone sends a shliach, the das hamishaleach is what's poil. And the shliach is just like a yoda arichta, it's an extended hand of his. But the das of the mishaleach is poil. And therefore, if it's nishtate hamishaleach, it's not a good shlichus. However, the Rambam over there in Hilchas Gerushin holds that only by Gerushin that's a problem if it's nishtate hamishaleach, and it's only a problem midrabanon because of a gzeira. But by regular shlichus, if it's nishtate hamishaleach, the shlichus could still work midairaisa because the das of the shliach is the ikar. The das of the shliach is what's poyel. We spoke about this chakira and this machloikis in the shiurim and shas illuminated earlier on Daf Zayin in the sugya of kiddushin midin eved knani. Al kopanim, if there is a machloikis rishayinim about this, is the das hamishaleach poyel or the das hashaliach poyel? Said Rab Nachum, you could say that Rashi holds like the tour that the das hamishaleach is poyel. And therefore, even though the shliach is a katan, we could think that a katan could be zoicha for someone else because the das hamishaleach will be poil, and the katan is only a yad, only his extended hand. But since the das hamishaleach is what is poil, the kinyan, therefore we can have a havamina that a katan could be zoicha for someone else. Kamash malon ish zoicha v'loi katan zoicha, that a katan does not have the parsha of shlichus and zechiyah bichlal, and therefore it doesn't work. But al kolpanim, Rashi would hold that even though it's pashut from other places that a katan can't be zoicha for himself, have amina to represent someone else, to be zoicha on behalf of another person, that means he's acting b'shlichus of that other person that he's being kaina for, not just by a karban Pesach, even any zechia. If he's acting on behalf of someone else, maybe that person's das could be payal. Kamash malon this drasha of ish zoicha v'loi katan zoicha, that a katan doesn't have the pasha of zechia b'chlal, he can't act on behalf of someone else because of this drasha of ish zoicha v'loi katan zoicha. The Gemara says that the pasuk of v'nasi echad mimate tikhu linchol es ha'aretz cannot be working with the gedder of shlichus, because since there were ktanim b'chalukat ha'aretz as well, ktanim alav b'nei shlichus ninu, Ella must be working with the power of zechia, and we say minayin shezachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav from that pasuk. And if it's working with the parsha of zechia, then it can work for ketanim as well. The Rashba and the Ritva say, Meho shaminon dischia eino midin shlichus klal. From this Gemara we see that zechia is not mitam shlichus. V'odam zoiche afilu lemisha eino iben shlichus. It's possible to be zoiche for someone who is not a bar shlichus, like a katan. What is pshat in this shita of zechia lav mitam shlichus? So the Ktzois in Simen Kuf Hei Sif Katan Aleph says that according to these Rishonim that hold Zechiah is not in the parsha of Shlichus, then Zechiah mitam yad. The way Zechiah works is that it's considered a yad for the person who you are Zoicha for. The stipler in Kehilas Yaakov in Bava Basra Simen Lamed Vav, Ois Dalid, is very bothered with this expression of the Ktzois HaChoshen. Firstly, the Ktzois is mashma that there are Rishonim who say this, and we don't find the Lashonis of Rishonim that say Zechiah mitam yad. Also, the stipler says it's impossible to understand that some stranger can work as your yad. The only time we find yad is the Gemara above Metziah Daf Yud that says yad poyel ki yad balabayis. That's because he is your poyel. Or the Gemara above Metziah Daf Yud Aleph that a chotzer could work mitam yad, according to some, because that is your chatzar. But stam a stranger to say that that is considered your yad, loy motzinu kazois. Rather, the stipler says that the machlokes whether zechia is mitam shlichus or not, is because when Ruvain wants to be zoicha something on behalf of Shimon, if you learn zechia mitam shlichus, that means that it's as if Ruvain is a shliach of Shimon. Shimon has a power to be zoicha for himself, so he also has a power that Reuven could be zoicha for him as his shliach. If you hold zechia mitam lav mitam shlichus, it does not mean that it's mitam yad. What it means is that when Reuven is zoicha for Shimon, Reuven is using his own power to be zoicha for Shimon. Just like the Torah empowers Reuven to be zoicha for himself, the Torah allows a person as chus to make a kinyan for somebody else, not acting as a shliach, using Shimon's power, that as if Shimon sent Reuven for this thing. Rather, it's Reuven's own power, just like he could be zoicha for himself, he could be zoicha for someone else. And that's why the discussion of the Rishonim is always, is zechia mitam shlichus or lav mitam shlichus? It's not mitam shlichus, but no one mentions that it's mitam yad, because itaka would not work with the gedder of yad. What is the shita of zechia mitam shlichus? Rashi in Gittin Daf Tesamid Beis says that the way zechia works is the Anan Sadi de Nichale de Nihavi Hai Shluchai Lahachi. Anan Sadi, that person is Nichale, is happy that this person is being his Shliach. And Rashi above Metziah Yud Beis Amid Aleph says the same Lashon. And it's Mavur in Rashi that the way Zechiah works is Mitam Shlichus. There's an Anan Sadi that he would have appointed you as a Shliach, and therefore you can serve as his Shliach even without actually being appointed. And that's the Shita of Tosfos later on Daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph, and in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, and in Gittin Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, and in a number of other places in Shas, Tosfos holds like Rashi that Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus. How does that work? Lemaisa, the person did not appoint you as a Shliach, so how could you be considered his Shliach? So the Lashon of the Rosh in Nedarim, Davlamid Vavamid Beis,
is the Anan Sahadi de Nichale Vahavi Keilu Asoi Shliach. It's Keilu he made him a Shliach. And the Toisus Arash by us has a similar lashon, Nechshav Keilu Asoi Shliach Lizkois Bavuroi. It's as if he made him into a Shliach. Since there's an Anan Sahadi that he would have made him into a Shliach, that is enough to say that it's as if he did make him into a Shliach. However, the Ktzois over there in Simon Kofei says that there's another mahalach in Zechiah Mitam Shlichus. Not that the Anan Sahadi makes it that it's as if he appointed him as a Shliach. Rather, when something is a Zchus, the Torah allows you to be a Shliach on his behalf. The Torah makes the person into the Shliach. The Lashon of the Ktzois HaChoshen is a little mashma that it's not working with an Anan Sahadi Bechlal, which is very hard to fathom because Rashi and Tosis and a number of the other Rishonim say clearly that it's working because of an Anan Sahadi. Anan Sahadi denichalei denehavi shluchai bahachi. But what the Ktzois probably means is just this Nakuda, that it's not that with the Anan Sahadi that he would have appointed him, so it's as if he actually appointed him. No, it's the Torah making a Shliach for this person. It all starts with the fact that there's an Anan Sahadi that he would want that, since it's a Schus, so we have an Umdana that he would want it. But it's not the Pshat like the Rosh says, that it's Ki'ilu Asoi Shliach, as if this person made him a Shliach. Rather, the Torah gets involved, and the Torah makes the person a Shliach in the case where it's a Schus. Al Kapanim, in our sugya, it's mavur that even though a katan is lav bar shlichus, still the chalukas haaretz for katanim could work with the gather of zechiah. So the Rashba and the Ritva say that you see from here that zechiah is lav mitam shlichus. Even people who can't have the parsha of shlichus on their behalf, still we're doing a zechiah on their behalf. So that must be zechiah lav mitam shlichus, that it's the power of the person who is being mezakeh the other one. It's his own power. It's not with the gather of shlichus. His own power says, just like he could be zoicha for himself, he could be zoicha for those ketanim, for those other people as well. But l'chayr, then we have a kasha on Rashi and Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh that hold throughout Shas that zechiah is mitam shlichus. So if it's mitam shlichus, how could it work here for ketanim? Just like the Gemara says that shlichus can't work for ketanim, ain't shlichus l'katan. So it should be by the same token, it should be ain't zechiah l'katan. So if you learn the way the Ktzois explains in Zechiah Mitam Shlichus, that it's not that Anan Sahadi makes it as if he appointed a Shliach, it's that the Torah appointed the person as a Shliach, then we can have a Mahalach here. Because even though Ain Shlichus L'Katan, the Pshat could be not that a Katan can't have a Shliach at all. A Katan can't make a Shliach. A katan is not able to do a minui shlichus. Azoi shteit in Rabbi Kiva Eger in Ksubis Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, that the chesaron of a katan is not that he can't have a shliach. A katan could have a shliach for him. Just the katan doesn't have the power and the right to make a shliach. A katan is not oise shliach. He can't make a shliach. But if somehow the Torah could make this person into a gather of a shliach, then a katan could have a shliach as well. And if that's the case, the pshat here could be that ain't shlichus l'katan, so it can't work with the gather of shlichus. But once it's working with the gather of zechiah, which is not that the katan is making a shliach, it's that the Torah is making a shliach on behalf of the katan, then already that could work, begather zechiah. And that's taka fits with the Lashon Rashi. Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil, v'hohavu namu ktanim, Rashi says that the shlichus doesn't work, the ain't katan oise shliach. Not a katan can't have a shliach, but a katan can't make a shliach. The Lashon of Rashi is mashma like Rabbi Kiva Eger and Ksubas, that the chesaron of a katan is that he can't make a shliach. If that's the case by zechiah, if it's a Torah gemacht shliach, if the Torah makes the shliach and not the person himself, then we could say that that's how zechiah could work for this katan. However, according to the Lashon of the Tosfos Rosh, that it's not that the Torah made the shliach, it's that when there is an Anan Sahadi, so it's ke'ilu asoi shliach, it's as if this person made a shliach, then the question of the Rashba and the Ritva comes back, that over here, how does it help that there's an Anan Sahadi, and it's as if he made him into a shliach, for the chalukas ha'aretz, for the ketanim, even if the ketanim made them a shliach lehedyo, it wouldn't work, ain't shlichus l'katan. So an Anan Sahadi makes it, it's as if they appointed him as a shliach. But big deal, even if they did appoint him as a shliach, it could not work. But on that, we have a Tosfos Arash over here, Lishitasai, who is bothered by the kasha that if zechiah is mitam shlichus, how does it work for ketanim? And the Tosfos Arash, taka says, a mechudesh tikach cheshbon, that in the Hava Min of the Gemara, We hold Zechiah is lav mitam shlichus, like the other Rishonim. But since Lamaskona anyway, this pasuk is going to be learned out to teach us about that Bezdin could be mamid and apotropis for Ketanim. It's not with the regular parsha of Zechiah, it's the parsha of apotropsis. So then Lamaskona, that changes, and then we go back to holding Zechiah mitam shlichus. But Einachanami, when we thought that the Chalukah Sa'aretz works with the regular gather of Zechiah, and it would help even for Ketanim, surely that would be a proof that Zechiah is lav mitam shlichus. That's the mahalach of the Toisarash, and Lishitasa, he is forced to say that because his understanding of Zechiah mitam shlichus is that it's an anan sahadi, and that makes it ki'ilu he made him a shliach. But if we learn in Rashi, the Ketzois Achoshin's mahalach, that when there's an anan sahadi denichalei, then the Torah made him a shliach, then we could plug in the lumdus of Rabbi Kiva Eger and say that the chisaron of a katan is only when he makes a shliach, not that he can't have a shliach. And therefore, if over here the shliach sort of gets in through the back door without the katan making him a shliach, he is automatically a shliach because the Torah makes him a shliach when there's an anan sadi, then we could say that Rashi agrees that even though Zechiah mitam shlichus and ain shlichus lekatan, still yesh Zechiah lekatan because the Zechiah is a shlichus that the katan does not have to make. The Torah makes the shliach, and a katan can have a shliach as long as he is not the one making a shliach. The Ketzos over there in Simen Kuf Hei is bothered with the understanding of Anan Sahadi Denichalei, that the Anan Sahadi makes it as if the person appointed him as a shliach. The Mahalach that we're quoting from the Tosfos HaRosh. The Ketzos says that there's a problem with that from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, because the Gemara says that if Reuven goes into Shimon's field and takes Truma for Shimon, and we didn't know at that time that Shimon was happy with that, but then afterwards Shimon is megala daitoy that he's happy with what Reuven did. So the Gemara says it's not good enough. We don't say ilu have yada have nichalei. If he would have known, he would have been nichalei. Saif kol saif at the time of the afrashas truma, it was lo yadalei. He didn't know. And yish aloy midas, we paskin, loy have a yish. It's not enough to say afterwards, oh, if he would have known, then he would have been miyayish. Or if this person would have known, he would have had nichusa, he would have agreed for Reuven to take off truma. Lamaisa at that time he didn't know, and therefore it doesn't work. So frek the Ketzos, how could it be that Zechiah works mitam shlichus because if he would have known, he would have appointed him as a shliach? That can't be a good minu shlichus. That can't be as if he appointed him as a shlichus, because we only find that out afterwards. We say if he would have known, then he would have appointed him as a shliach. But he didn't know at that time, and therefore how could that work? So the Ketzos says, according to his other mahalach, that the Torah appoints him as a shliach, the way we're learning in Rashi, so then that's okay. That means when there's an anan sadi denichalei, the Torah appoints him as a shliach. That's fine. But if you're saying that the geder is ki'ilu, he made him a shliach, that could only work if he knew it at that time. If he didn't know it at that time, we're seeing from Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Beis, that it's not good enough to say afterwards that if he would have known, it would have been good. So what's Taka Pshat according to the Tosfos HaRosh that he learns that the Anan Sadi makes it that it's Ke'ilu he appointed him as a Shliach? L'chayra Yish Shaloi Midas Loi Havi Yish Toire Mishal Chaveiroi Shaloi Midaitoi. Taka doesn't work. So this in the Sefer Divrei Mishpat in Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sifkot on Dalet, he comes to answer the Ketzos's Kasha, and the Shoyrish Hadover is really Mefurish in the Trumas Adeshen in Simen Kuf Peches that the Ketzos HaChoshen himself in Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sifkot on Ches brings, and the Divrei Mishpat and the Trumas Adeshen say that the answer is Anan Sahadi Shani. In the Gemara in Bava Metzia, we don't know that the person, the Baal HaBayis, is happy with the Hafrashas Truma. There's no Gilui Das at that time that he's happy with it. Only later he was Megala Das. So if that's the case, we say, Ilu Hava Yada, then he would have appointed him. That's not good enough. However, over here by Zechiah, when something is a schus for the person, there's an Anan Sahadi already at that time. So Memela, that is already like a Gilui Das. That is as if, since it's known to everybody that he would want him to be a shliach, then it's as if already at that point there was a minui shlichus. And therefore you can't compare it to the case of the truma. In the case of the truma, he didn't know then, and we had no reason to think that he was nichalei then. Only afterwards we find out that he would have been nichalei. That's not good enough. But when there's an anan sahadi at that time, everybody knows that he would want it, then it's already good enough to be considered ki'ilu he was memaneim as a shliach. As a matter of fact, even in the sugya of Yish Shaloi Midas, we have a dogma to this. Yish Shaloi Midas means the person will probably bin Miyayish if he would know about it. However, the Gemara says there, but if it's Zutoi Shalyam, if it's swept away by the tides of the sea where it's Avuda Mimenu Umikol Adam, then everybody holds that it's considered a good Yish, and you don't have to return the object. Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Samach Vava Meralef says, because there's an umdana that the Bailam would be misyayish. And the Ramban in Bava Metzia Daf Chav Zayin asks on Rashi, okay, so there's an umdana that the Bailam would be misyayish, but Lamaisa, he didn't know about it then, and Yish Shaloi Midas Loi Havi Yish. But the answer for Rashi is that even though he didn't know about it then, but if it's an umdana gemura, if there's an anan sahadi that he would have been miyayish, then that is a good yish. And the Rambam in Hilchas Gzeila Vaveda, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud, and the Ritva in Bava Metzia Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph say the same thing as Rashi, that the way of Zutoi Shalyam works is because there's an Anan Sahadi that he would have been Miyayish. And the way they would answer the Ramban's Kasha, how does it work? Lamaisa, he didn't know yet that it was Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam. The answer is, if there's an Umdana that he would have been Miyayish, it's not just that he probably would be Miyayish. There's an Anan Sahadi that he would have been Miyayish. Then that's considered like there's Das Yish already then. And therefore, if we have that even in the concept of Yish Shalei Midas, we have that idea that if there's an Anan Sahadi, it's different. We could definitely say that over here, the way Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus works, according to the Rosh, is that if there's an Anan Sahadi that everybody knows that he would have appointed him as a Shliach, then it says, if that Minoy already took place, and I'll be mitzayin to you the Tshuva of the Bris Avram in Evan Ezer Simen Kuf Aleph Ois Yutes, where he comes to answer the Ktsoisis Kasha on the Shita of Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, and his answer, Bekitzer, is that it works if there's an Anan Sahadi, the Havale Kemoi Zutai Shalyam, because it's like Zutei Shalyam, and the Bris Avram means exactly what we're explaining now, that just like by Zutei Shalyam, there's an Anan Sahadi for the Yush, and therefore that works. The same thing over here, if there's an Anan Sahadi, to have Ovid Le Shliach, Anan Sahadi, that he would have made him a Shliach, then it's Ke'ilu, he would make him a Shliach, and that's good enough. And this is all again to for the way the Rosh explains Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, that it's as if he appointed him as a Shliach. However, the way we're learning Bedas Rashi, like the Ktzoi says that it's the Torah appointed him as a Shliach, then it's not Shver from the case of Torah Mishalei Midas. There, it's Taka not considered a Das, it's not considered a Yush at that time since he didn't know about it. But over here, once there's an Anan Sahadi that he would have appointed him as a Shliach, you don't have to say that that works Ki'ilu he appointed him as a Shliach. The Torah gets involved and the Torah makes it a Shliach. When there is a parasha of Zechiyah, when there is a case where it's clearly a schus, the din of Zachin Adam Shalai Bafanav is that the Torah makes the person a Shliach, and therefore it is a good Zechiyah, even in a case where he didn't know it at that time. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings the memory of Rav Nachman, Ha'achin Shecholku Harehin Kelekuchais. Brothers that divide Yerusha have the din of a Lekuchais, and therefore Pachas Mishtus Nikne Mekach, Yeser Ashtus Batal Mekach. And exactly a shtus is kone umachzer oina. In the din of pachos mishtus, that the halacha is nikne mekach, in Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat, simin reish chav zayin sivav, he brings down the suffix, which is really the suffix of the Rosh in Bava Metzia, perek dalet simin chav, that what's the halacha by pachos mishtus? Is the rule that the meicher or the loikeach, they are allowed to do a oina of less than a sixth, or really, that's still usher. It's still usher to do a ayna, even pachas mishtus. Just b'diyevet, if it's done, there's an assumption of mechila, and therefore, ayna imachzir ayna. That's a safik lahalacha, and lamaisa it's a machlokes rishonim. In the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin, he paskins that it's mutter lohayna is pachas mishtus. There is no isser whatsoever. But the Ramban al HaTorah in Parshas Bahar, Perachov Hei Pasuk Yud Dalet, says that there's surely an isser to use price fraud, to use oina, even pachas mikshtus, just b'di'eved, we assume that there's a mechila, but really it's not a mutter l'chatchila to go do it, against the shita of the Sefer HaChinuch, and in that halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simereish Chav Zayin, in the Hagois Rebbe Kiva Eger is mitzayin, that the Baal HaMor at the end of Bava Kama holds like the Sefer HaChinuch, that there's a heter gomor by pachas mikshtus, ayin sham, al kopanim, the Gemara says, that if it's yesa mikshtus, then it's nikne mekach. If it's exactly a shtus, then it's batal mekach. And more than a shtus, then it's machzir oino. On the Gemara of exactly a shtus, The Gemara says, according to our Girsa, the Girsa of Rashi, Vahoda Amaran Shtus Kana Umachsir Aino, Loy Amaran Elabimetaltali, Avo Bimakarkoi, Ain Aino Lakarkois. It's Mavur, according to this Gemara, Lafi, the Girsa of Rashi, that this klal that it says here, and in a number of other places in Shas, that Ain Aino Lakarkois, by real estate there is no Aino, that was said specifically about the din of exactly a sixth, where we have a din that a Shtus is Kana Umachsir Aino. That is only by metaltlin and not karka. In Rashi and Bava Kama, Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, it seems that way as well, that the whole din is by exactly a shtus. But if someone rips someone else off, and the discrepancy is more than a shtus, that we say that the halacha is, yeser mishtus, is batel mekach, that din would apply even by karka as well. However, this is not agreed upon by all Rishayim. The Rif in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, in the Daf Yarif, it's Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, argues on this Rashi and says that even the din of Yesem Ishtus, that there's a bitul mekach, that only applies by metatlin and not karka. By karka, it's not just that if you charge a shtus more, so then we say that you don't have to return the ayna. Even if you charged Yesem Ishtus more than what you should have, still, the halacha is that ein oino lekarkois, and that's the sheet of the Rashbam in Bava Basra Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis as well. And the Rif proves it from a Gemara in Bava Kama, because the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis says that when the Mishnah says the expression shove kesef, it's referring to real estate, referring to karka. And the Gemara says my mashma. Why is the word shove kesef indicate karka? So Amar Rabba Bar Ula Dover Hashove Kol Kesef. My new dover she'ein lo yoyna. It's referring to karka because it's a dover hashaveh kol kesef. It is worth all kesef in the world. And therefore, because it means, because karka has no ayna, and that's why it's alluding to karka when it says shaveh kesef. So says the Rif, if the whole din of ein ayna la karkois would only be by exactly a shtus, then you can't call it dover hashaveh kol kesef. If a person charged more than a shtus, then you'd have to be, it would be a bitul mekach. Elamai says the Rif, you see from that Gemara that the din of ein ayna la karkois extends to yoisem ishtus as well. And we say that the whole din that the mekach is batul is only by metatlin and not by karka. Tosfos over here and in a number of other places brings the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That's a compromise in between shita, between Rashi and the Rif and the Rashbam. And that is that Rabbeinu Tam holds, and the makar of Rabbeinu Tam is from a Yerushalmi, that there is a din bitul mekach even by karka. Similar to Rashi, we don't just say ein oino lekarkois by bitul mekach. When it's more than a shtus and the din is bitul mekach, that applies to karka as well. However, in this he does not agree to Rashi, that he holds that the only time there's a bitul mekach is bipalgo, when a person charges double. If you just charge yoyser mishtus, that's not going to be bitul mekach. Ein oino lekarkois. But there is a bitul mekach when it's palgo, when it's double. And Tosis here is mesupik, if it will be exactly double, or does it mean that the din of bitul mekach by karka is if it's more than double? Tosis here, Dibur Hamaschil Hochi Garsinon is mesupik about this, and Tosis in other places has a machlaikas about it. Tosis in Bava Kama, Yud Dalet Amid Beis, says only if it's more than double do we say oino by karka, do we say bitul mekach by karka. However, Tosis in Ksubis Daf Tzadi Ches Amid Aleph says even if it's exactly double, then there is bitul mekach. But Al Kopanim, that's all in the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that ein oino lekarkois applies to bitul mekach as well, but that's only up to palga, only up to double. But more than that, then there would be bitul mekach even by karka. Al Kopanim, in the Shita of the Rif and the Rashbam, which is the biggest leniency in terms of Aino, that Ein Aino Lekarkois Bechlal, a person could charge as much as he wants, as long as the other party is maskim, or the Lekeach can offer as little as he wants, and there's no Bitul Mekach as long as the Meicher was maskim, that din of Ein Aino Lekarkois is learnt out from Bava Kama, because it says that it's Shove Kol Kesef. The Stipler and Bechairis, Simin Yud Aleph, and the Chidushi Rab Meir Simcha, of the Ar Sameach, in Bava Basra Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis, explain that according to this shita, the gender of the Gzeiras HaKosov of Ein Oino LeKarkois does not simply mean that there is no claim of Oino LeKarkois. The Pashup Shad is that, of course, there is Oino. He ripped him off. It was Oino. The Metzias, there is Oino. The gather of the Gzeiras HaKosov is that you have no claim of Bitul Mekach. Says the Stipler and Rameir Simcha, no, If the Lashon of the Gemara is that Karka is Shaveh Kol Kesef, that shows us that the Geder of the Gzeras HaKasev is that B'mitzias there is no Oino LeKarkois. That Karka is Shaveh, whatever you guys make it out to be. If you agree that it's worth even many times more than it is worth, or you agree that it's worth many times less than the market value, still, B'mitzias ain't Oino LeKarkois. How could that be? Itaka is meduyik like that in Bava Kama, that it says that it's shaveh kol kesef, it's worth any kesef you prescribe to it, but what could be pshat in that? Says the Stipler Ba'arichus that the pshat is that the gzeres ha'kosev of eino eino l'karkois is that the mechir of real estate is not nikba al pi min hoge hashuk, rather the domim shepasak alav ha'moicher v'alokeach hazeh. That the price normally in Hilchos Mekech u'Memkar is decided based on the kviyas of the shuk, the minhagi ashuk, whatever is the going rate in the market, and then we start judging what is considered oino. However, if the hold ein oino l'karkois means that it's shaveh kol kesef, the pshat is that the gzeiras hakosef by karka is that al pi halacha, what is considered the price of this real estate, whatever they agree on. And therefore, the gedder of the gzeiras hakosef is that b'mitzius it's not considered oino. Not just that you can't claim the bitl mekach, but the gedder is that b'mitzius there is no oino. Ayin Shom in the Stipler and Bechayre Simen Yud Aleph, that Nekuda is very Negea to his Cheshbon to answer a Kasha that's Negea and Bechayres and not Negea here. But Al Kopanim over here in our Gemara where we have the Klal of Ein Oino LeKarkois, surely according to the Girsas Rashi, the Pshat is not that it's that there is no Metzias of Oino, that it's Shaveh Kol Kesef. That Lashon surely of Shaveh Kol Kesef is Lav Davka, because this Gemara is referring specifically to exactly a sixth, to the din of Shtus, that it's a good mekach, and it's machzer ayna, konu machzer ayna. But al kaponim, according to the mahalach of the Rif and the Rashbam, that ein ayna l'karkois means no matter what you want to charge on it, there is no din ayna, and they learn it out from the Gemara Bava Kama that calls it shaveh kol kesef. There, the Stipler and the Remeir Simcha explain that the gedder, the gzeres hakosev, is not just that there's no claim of ayna, but b'mitzias there is no ayna because the price of the karka is nikba based on what these people set up and not based on the minhagi hashuk. The Gemara then brings the Mishnah in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, that says Hashileach es habeiro biyad chayre shoyta v'katan. He is pater medine adam v'chayiv medine shamayim. However, if he is shoyleach the beira biyad a pikeach, then the pikeach is chayiv. Why, if there's a parsha of shluchay shel adam kamoisai, let the mishaleach be chayiv even in the seifa when he sends it at the hands of the pikeach? And the Gemara says, Shani Hosom, the ain't shliach ledvar aveiro. The Amrinon divrei harav, vidivrei atalmud, divrei mishoimin. What exactly is the dvar aveiro when a person is shleach es habeiro? He sends the fire in the hands of someone, and that person is mazik. L'chayra, the aveiro here is the aveiro because it's usher to be mazik. The Stipler in Bava Kama Simon Aleph points out that from this Gemara we see that there's an isser to be mazik. Throughout Shas, we find that there's a chiyuv tashlumei nezikin. If you are mazik, or if your mammon, your shar, your eish is mazik, we find that there's a chiyuv tashlumin in the Torah. But it's very rare to find the source that there is actually an isser lahazik, an isser to allow your mammon to be mazik, or surely an isser to be mazik by yourself. Where does it say that there's such an isser? Says the Stipler, in this Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Membeis, it says that there's an isser, because it calls it a shliach ledvar aveira, so you see that there's an aveira to be mazik. Where taka does it say in the Torah that it's also lahazik? So the Stipler brings three drachim about this. Firstly, he brings from Rabbeinu Yoina in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that says that it's included in the Isser of Loisigzol. If the Torah says you can't steal from someone, the point is that you can't be mafsid someone. So when you're mazik somebody, that's included in the law of Loisigzol. The Yad Rama in Bava Basra, Daf Chavav Amid Aleph, says that it's included in the mitzvah da'iraisa of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamaicha. You're supposed to love your friend like yourself. Included in that is Maida Aloch Sani Lechavrach Lo Yisavid. And therefore, if you don't want people to be mafsid you and mazik your possessions, so too, you're not allowed to be mazik someone else. So either it's included in the lav of Lo Yisigzol or included in the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamaicha. The Stipler wants to be Mechadish, a new Mahalach on his own, and he says in a footnote that they showed him after that he was Mechavin to the Rashash in Ksubis Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, where the Rashash says that the Isser Lahazik is not included in any din in the Torah, but it is learnt out from the Torah's halacha of Hashavas Aveda. The Torah says if you see an Aveda of someone else, there's an issur to ignore it. You have to return the lost object to the rightful owner and make sure that he doesn't suffer a hefsid. So we could learn from the Dinei HaTorah that if the Torah was so makbid that you should avoid a hefsid of your friend, ad kedei kach, that you have to go be tireach yourself to do Hashavas Aveda, surely kol shekein, you should not be ma'abed something from someone. You should not cause an Aveda. You should not cause a hefsid. So even though it's not included mamish in the case of Hashavas Aveda, but it's a limud from the din of Hashavas Aveda. If you have to be meshev in Aveda, so kol shekein, you can't be ma'abed someone, and that's the issur lahazik. And the issur lahazik is not just if you do it with your own personal guf, but even if you allow your mamon to be mazik, you are lax in watching your shar or your eish, and that goes ahead and is mazik, as is mavur in the Mishnah in the beginning above a kamadav beis u'shmirasan alecha, that you have a chi of shmira on your mamon hamazik. So al kapanim, when a person is shaleach es habeira and that goes out and is mazik someone else, it's not just that he has a chi of tashlumin, but it's also an issur lahazik, as it says here that it's a shliach l'dvar aveira, either included in the issur of loisigzol in the mitzvah of a haftlorecha kamaicha, or learnt out from the din of hashavas aveda. Al kopanim, the Gemara says from this Mishnah in Bava Kama that if a person sends the Be'era B'yad a bar das, so then the din is that he is potter, the pikeach is chayiv, but he is potter. Va'amai, why don't we say that there should be shlichus? And that the Gemara says, because ain't shliach advar aveira, because of divrei harav, divrei atalmud, divrei mishayimin. What's the pshat in this svara? It's true, the person, the shliach, should not have listened to you. If there's a divrei harav, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, surely he should have listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead of listening to you, the mishaleach, who's just a divrei HaTalmud. But lemaisa, he did listen to you. And there's a parasha in the Torah called Shluchai Shel Adam Kamaisai. So why don't we say shlichus just because of this svara of divrei harav, divrei HaTalmud, divrei mishayimin? So there's two basic drachim in the Gedolei Achrayinim. The sma in Chayshe Mishpat, Simin Kuf Pei Beis, Sivkatan Beis, and again in Simin Shin Mem Ches, Sivkatan Chof, says that the svara is that the Mishaleach can say, Sovarti Shelo Yishmali. I thought that he wouldn't listen to me. I told him to go burn down someone else's field. I didn't think he was going to listen to me. It's a Dvar Aveira. Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayman. I had no reason to think that he was going to actually take me seriously and to actually go and do it. In other words, the chisaron over here is in the das hamishaleach, in his minui, in his appointing the shliach. We say that there's something lacking in the shlichus because he didn't really feel b'leiv shalim that that person was going to listen to him. And therefore, divrei harav, divrei hatalmud, divrei mishayimin is a reason that the pikech is responsible and the mishaleach is not chayiv for this shlichus. There's a source to this svara in Tosis in Bava Kama Daf Nun Vav, Amud Aleph, and the Tosa Rosh here in our sugya, where they both say that the Mishaleach can say, Savarti Shalo Yishmali, I didn't think that if it's a Dvar Aveira, I didn't think he was going to listen to me. Ayin Sham. But Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his Chidushim in Bav Metzia, Dav Yura Midbeis, says that the Svara is differently. The svara of Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayimin is not that there's a chisaron in the Das HaMishaleach. Rather, it's a taina on the Shliach. The Torah is not mechadish the parsha of Shlichus to pater you on your action if your action is a Maisa Aveira. You did an Aveira. Everyone is responsible for their actions. What's your taina? I didn't do it on my own. I did it pishlichus. So we say no. Divrei harav, v'divrei atalma, divrei mishayman. The Torah is not going to allow, in this case, for a parsha shlichus, because what you're doing is a maisa aveira, and you shouldn't have done it. It's ke'ein a knas min ha-Torah, that the Torah says, you're right, there is normally a parsha of shlichus, but by a dvar aveira, you shouldn't have done it. If you did it, the Torah is going to hold you responsible. And it looks like Rashi holds, like Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rashi in Bava Kama daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and again in Bava Metzia daf Yura Amud Beis, says on the svara of Divrei Arav, the Amrinon Lei, that we tell the Shliach, Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalmud, Divrei Mishayimin. According to the Sma, the Vard is not the Amrinon Lei that we tell the Shliach anything. The Vard is that the Mishaleach can claim, I didn't have Das for the Shlichus, I didn't have a Leiv Shalim on the Minoy Shlichus because I didn't think he was going to do it. If it's the Amrinon Lei, we tell him, it sounds like it's a Taina on him, and even stronger in Rashi and Bava Metzia there, Rashi adds, V'loi hoyoloi lasois, and he shouldn't have done it. Again, according to the Sma, the point is not that he shouldn't have done it. The point is that I didn't think he was going to do it. But according to Rashi, it seems the svar is like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that we tell the shliach, divrei harav, divrei ha-talmud, divrei mishayimin, v'loi ha-yoloi lasais, you shouldn't have listened to the mishaleach. And therefore we're going to take away from you that parsha of shlichus and hold you accountable for the actions. That's why, ein shliach dvar aveiru. Rabbi Kiva Eger there in Bava Metzia, daf yura midbeis, says there's a big nafkamino between the smaz pshat and his pshat. What about if the shliach is a mumar? He's someone who's a known avarian, and you know that he's going to do an avera. So when you tell him to go do an avera on your behalf, you don't have the svara of, I didn't think he was going to listen to me. Because you know this guy has a chazaka that he's going to do an avera. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, according to the Sma, in such a case, we would say, yesh shliach advar avera. Because the whole svara is, Savarti shalo yishmali. If you can't come with that claim because you knew good and well that there's a good chance that he's going to listen to you, so, because he's a mumar to do averas, then it would be yeshliach dvar avera. Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva Eger's own svara, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that surely even in this case we would say ain shliach dvar avera. Because saif kol saif, I don't care if he's a mumar in the past, but amrin alei, we tell him you shouldn't have done the avera now. A mumar doesn't have a heter to do averas. Haloi haloi lasais, he shouldn't have done it. We could have bet that he was going to do it, but he still shouldn't have done it, and therefore there's a claim on him of divrei harav, divrei ha-talmud, divrei mishayimin, and we say ein shliach dvar avera. The Rama at the end of Chayshe Mishpat in Simin Shin Pei Ches Sif Tezvav says a psak halacha, and the makar is from the Tashbetz in Chelik Aleph Simin Kufnun Vav, that if the shliach is huchsak to do the avera that you asked him to do, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. And the Ktzois over there in Shin Peches says that the Hezber is based on the Sma, exactly like Rabbi Kiva Eger just said, that according to the Sma, if someone is a Mumar to do this Avera, if he's a Muchzuk to do this Avera, then there would be Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. Says the Ktzois, that's based on the Svar of the Sma, that the whole din of Ein Shliach Dvar Avera is because Savarti Shalo Yishmali. If that Taina is not applicable, then Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva Eger and the way we're being Medaik from Rashi, they would argue on this psak of the Rama and the Tashbetz, and they would hold that even in such a case, ein shliach l'dvar avera. What about in the ratio of this Mishnah? In the ratio of the Mishnah that's quoted, it says that if you send it biyad a cheresh shaita v'katan, someone who's lav bardas, so then you're potter midinei adam, v'chayiv bidinei shamayim. Why you chayiv bidinei shamayim? Because the Ritva explains midin grama, because you caused this hezek to come out. You sent it in the hands of an irresponsible person, chayiv shayta v'katan. Therefore, you chayiv bidinei shamayim. Toisvis in Bava Metzia, Daf Yura Midbeis, Dibur HaMaschel Isha ve'Eved asks that in the ratio of this Mishnah, l'chayra the mishaleach should be chayiv even bidinei adam. And that is because Ravina holds over there in Bava Metzia that in the case where the shliach is a lav bar chiyuva, so then we say, yesh shliach udvar avera, even though our Gemara says a klal, and that klal is repeated over there above Mansiya, that ain't shliach udvar avera, Ravina says there's an exception. If the shliach is a lav bar chiyuva, if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva on this avera, then we say, yesh shliach udvar avera. Frektoisvis, if that's the case, if you send the be'era biyad cheresh oitav katan, who are not a bar chiyuva on anything because they're not b'nei das, so then we should say, yesh shliach dvar avera. If we say, yesh shliach dvar avera, then the mishaleach should be chayev and accountable for these actions, not just because he was a goyrim, a groma, which is chayev bedina shamayim. He should be chayev, he should be held accountable, even bedina yodam, because of the concept of shlichus, because yesh shliach dvar avera, when the shliach is a lav bar chiyuva. And Tosis answers, v'yesh loymar, to'ahosam yishum delav b'nei shlichus ninu. True, there are not b'nei chiyuva, but they're also not b'nei shlichus. As it says in our Gemara on Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says, "Ketanim alav b'nei shlichus." People who don't have das are not b'nei shlichus. And if that's the case, that's why there is no shlichus in the case of the Reisha, and that's why you're not chayiv, the Mishaleach is not chayiv, b'dinei adam. It's even a shtickel pella how Tosis could have asked the Kasha. Tosis asked that the Mishaleach should be chayiv, because the shliach is not a bar chiyuva. Yeah, it's an obvious, there's an open Gemara here on Membeis Amud Aleph, that Ketanim alav b'nei shlichus. Why did that have to be a shakla v'tarya in Tosfos? What's even more shver is that the Ritva in Bava Metzia answers a different teretz to Tosfos' kasha. The Ritva asks the same kasha that there should be a chiyuv b'dinei adam according to Ravina because the shliach is lav bar chiyuva, and he answers that we're talking about a case in the Mishnah where the mishaleach did not tell the chayre shayta v'katan to be mazik. He just put the fire in their hand and then they went and they were mazik. And that was an irresponsible thing to do. So you're chayev as a grama b'dinei shamayim. But the reason you're not chayev b'dinei adam is because you didn't tell them to go light someone else's field on fire. It's mevur lehedya in the Ritva that if you would tell the chayrishayt of a katan to light it, to go be mazik with this fire, you would taka be chayev because of the din of yesh shliach udvar avera, because the shliach is a lav bar chiyuva. That's a pliatzuma. It's against the Gemara on Amud Aleph that says ketanim lav b'nei shlichus. So on Tosis we have a shtickle kasha. Tosis makes it a shakl v'tarya, a question and an answer. The answer of Tosis l'chayra was pashut, so we're bothered. What was Tosis's question even? But in the Ritva, it's a pliatzuma because the Ritva answers that we're talking about a case where he didn't send him to b'shlichus to do this avera. But it's mashma that if you didn't send him b'shlichus, then yeshliach advar avera. How could that be if a katan is lav b'nei shlichus? So the answer to this kasha is said by the Nesivus in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, Sivkaton Aleph, Bedas the Ritva, Bekitzer, and the Nesivus says that the Ritva holds that when it's Negea only to a Maisa and not for something to be Chal, then Yesh Lichus Lekaton. And the answer is explained more by Harchava, by Reb Shimon Shkop in the Shara Yosher, Shar Zayin Perek Zayin, and Reb Elchanan in the Kovetz Ha'aris, Simen Ayin Vav, Ois Zayin, and a number of other from the Rosh Yeshivas and the Achroinim. And that is because it's important Yisoy to know Bechlal in this sugya that there are two categories of shlichus. There's a shlichus on a chalois and a shlichus on a maisa. The shlichus of most cases that we've been discussing until now, gerushin, kiddushin, to be zoicha something as a kinyan, to be mafrish truma, these things are shlichus on a chalois. I'm sending this person to do something. I'm giving him koyach that he can affect this chalois on my behalf. But then there's something called a shlichus on a maisa, something that there is no chalois bichlal, like a dvar avera in the case of yeshliach a dvar avera, or the different cases of the dvar avera that we're going to see soon in the Gemara, that is nisraba that we say yeshliach a dvar avera. There it's not an issue of some kinyan being chal, or some kiddushin or gerushin. It's just a maisa, and normally everybody is held accountable for his maisa. But I can send someone else, and if there's a concept of shlichus, then it's as if I did it. Nothing is being chal, but it's as if I did it, shluchai shel adam kemaisai, and therefore that maisa is misyaches to the mishaleach, as if the mishaleach did it himself. But al kopanim, there's a shlichus on a chalois, and a shlichus on a maisa. The Gemara on Amud Aleph that said Ketanim lav b'nei shlichus ninu was talking about the regular shlichus on a chalois. It was talking about being zoiche a chelek in the chalukas ha'aretz. That's something being chal. Over there we say Ketanim cannot be mechel something for you. And as Rashi says, that's left out from the psukim that talk about shlichus, that says ish. And those psukim are also shlichus on a chalois by a gerushin, by a kiddushin. It says ish, and therefore we learn out that ain't shlichus lekatan. That's all by a shlichus on a chalois. Shlichus on a maisa is a different type of shlichus. It says the Nesivus, the Ritva holds that on a maisa, yei shliach, on a maisa, yei shlichus lekatan. Even though the one who's doing it is a katan, but there could be a parsha of shlichus on a katan. Therefore, if you're shaleach be'era bi'archei reshoit of a katan, and you actually send him b'shlichus, you tell him to burn it down, you're chayiv b'dinei adam according to the Ritva. The Mishnah is talking about where you didn't tell him to do b'mazik. But if you did tell him to burn it down, then according to Ravina, yei shliach advar aveira, since the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, and we don't say that this shlichus is batal because the katanim alav b'nei shlichus. On a shlichus, on a maisa, yei shlichus lekatan. And it looks like that was the shakl of Itaria and Tosis as well. Tosis assumed in his question that yesh shlichus lekatan on a maisa. So Tosis said you should be chayiv because if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. On that Tosis says a chiddush to hasam mishum delav b'nei shlichus ninu. Tosis is mechadish in his teretz that even on a maisa ain't shlichus lekatan, as the Tosis Rosh there in Bava Metzia adds ki ilu me atzmam oisim. It's as if they're doing it on their own. He's not doing it for you, even though he might have said that he is doing it for you. But it's ki ilu they're doing it on their own. There is no parsha of shlichus bichlal on a katan, and that comes out then a big machloikas between Tosis and Bava Metzia and the Ritva. That Tosfos holds that ain shlichus lekatan at the end of the Tosfos, Tosfos holds applies even on shlichus on a maisa, whereas the Ritva holds that ain shlichus lekatan is only referring to shlichus on a chalois, but on a maisa we would say yei shlichus lekatan. The Nesivus in Simen Shin Mem Ches Sivkaton Dalid shows from Tosfos in Shvuas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that he holds similar to the Ritva. Tosis in Shvuas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says that according to Ravina, that the Mishaleach is Chayiv when the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva. If Yisrael says lekatan oy lenachri, to a katan or to a guy, akifli gadol, to do a hakafas haroish on a gadol, chayiv hamishaleach. Because since a katan and a nachri are lav b'nei chiyuva, so we'll say yeshliach l'dvar aveira, and the mishaleach is chayiv. How could that be? How could Taisa say that it works lekatan oy lenachri? Ain't shlichus lekatan, and ain't shlichus lenachri? Ain't shlichus lekatan we have in our Gemara Amud Aleph, ain't shlichus lenachri we have in Bava Metzia, daf ayin Aleph Amud Beis, that there is no shlichus to a nachri. Says the Nesivus, Taisus and Shavuos holds that that's only on a chalois, but on a maisa of hakafas haroish, where it's a maisa aveira, and we'd say yei shliach l'dvar aveira, if the shliach is lav bar chiyuva, Taisus and Shavuos holds, unlike Taisus and Bava Metzia, that on a shlichus on a maisa, we say yei shlichus l'katan, and yei shlichus l'nachri. Frekt and Nesiv is though a bomb kasha, if you're going to extend this klal, not just to ktanim, but also to a nachri, and you're going to say that there is shlichus to a nachri when it's negeir to shlichus on a maisa. Why is there a new din that's taught to us in Shabbos Tav Kuf Nun, amira la'akum shvus, that if you tell an akum to do something for you on Shabbos, so then there's an isser shvus, an isser midrabanan, that should l'chayra be an isser da'iraisa, because this guy is doing something bishlichuscha, and yei shlichus l'nachri, when it's on a maisa. And it's, you don't say ain't shliach advar aveira, because it's shliach is lav bar chiyuva. A guy is not mitzuvah on Shabbos. So why is there a new din of amiru la'akum shvus? Amiru la'akum shepashet bi asadai raisa? Because shluchai shladim kemaisai. The obvious answer we would have said until today is, what do you mean a guy is lav bar shlichus? Yeah, but now we're learning that shlichus on a maisa, according to Taisus and Shavuos Dav Gimel, applies even by a katan and even by a nachri. So why is amiru la'akum a new iser? So the answer to this kasha could be based on the yesoid of the Beis Meir in Evan Ha'ezer's Simen Hey Sif Dalid, and this yesoid of the Beis Meir is said also by the Yeshuas Yaakov in Arachayim Simen Reish Samach Gimel Sif Katan Vav. The Beis Meir and the Yeshuas Yaakov say a yesoid b'negeah to the Isser Shabbos, and they say it to answer a kasha of the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua and Yeridea Simen Gimel says, why is Amira La'akum a new din, a new shvus? Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis says that even though ain't shlichus lenachri, yei shlichus lenachri lechumra. Midrabanan, we're going to say that there is shlichus lenachri lechumra. So why does it have to be a new din of Amira La'akum to be a new shvus in Hilchas Shabbos? Yesh lichus lenachri lechumra, that is a midrabanon that there is an amira la'akum, there should be already because of regular shlichus, even though ain't shlichus lenachri, but lechumra midrabanon, Rashi says, there is shlichus. So frek the tshuvas pnei Yeshua, the din of amira la'akum should be asar als that din. And the emes is that the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchas Shabbos, Aruch Chaim Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sif Aleph, says that the reason why Amira La'akum is Aser is because Yesh Shlichus Lanachri L'chumra, like Rashi says in Ezeh U'Neshech. According to that, the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua doesn't have a kasha, because that's Hainu Hach, the same din. Amira La'akum is because Yesh Shlichus Lanachri L'chumra. But that's a big chiddush. The pashtus is that there's a new din of Amira La'akum Shvus, and it's not because of the Algemeiner din of Yesh Shlichus Lanachri L'chumra. So what's the pshat? Why is it a new din? So says the Beis Meir and the Yeshuas Yaakov that Isurei Shabbos are different than other Isurim. And that is because other Isurim, the Torah doesn't want the Isur to be done. Over here by Shabbos, the main Isur is that the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants that the guf of a Yisrael should be noch, should be rest, shavas vayinofash. And therefore, it's not shayich b'chlal to do an Isur Shabbos b'shlichus. What's the question? That yei shlichus lenachri lechumra. So if I ask him to turn on the light, it should be like I turned on a light. Yeah, but lemaisa, since my guf did not turn on the light, even though in halacha there's a din of shlucha shalom kemaisa, lemaisa, I could have been resting at that time, I could have been just sitting around, my guf is nach. Therefore, says the Beis Meir and the Yeshuas Yaakov, it's not possible to have the concept of an iser Shabbos bishlichus, and therefore it would not be also als the din of yei shlichus lenachri lechumra. Memela, we have to have a new din of Amira La'akum Shvus, that's a special din, that Lagabi Hilchas Shabbos, there's a new din that Amira La'akum is a Shvus, but not because of the regular din of an Avera B'Shlichus, of Yei Shlichus L'Nachri L'Chumra. If the Yesoid of the Beis Meir and the Yeshuas Yaakov is correct, so that answers the Nesivus' Kasha as well. What was the Kasha of the Nesivus? Similar to the Kasha of the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, that there should be an Isser Me'ikar HaDin, because of the Yei Shlichus L'Nachri, the Pnei Yeshua asked that on one level, that there should be a Din Midrabanon, Yei Shlichus L'Nachri L'Chumra. The Nesivus was asking starker, there should be Shlichus D'Oraisa, because if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, and a Goy has Shlichus, on a Maisa, according to Taisus and Shavuos. So there should be mamish the din of Shlucha Shaladam Kemaisa Dai Raisa. The answer is Isurei Shabbos Shani. Lagabi Isurei Shabbos, where the gedder of the Isur is that your guf has to remain Noch. And if this guy did an Avera for you, your guf was still Noch. Therefore, even if there is Shlichus to a Nochri on a Maisa Shabbos is different. And therefore, it's not Osam Itam, the regular din of Shlucha Shaladam Kemaisa. It's only with the new din of Amiru La'akum Shavuos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.